Hey, good morning, Juno, and welcome to yet another glorious day in Alaska's capital city, another capital chat. And I was so happy to find out Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's big arts auction is coming up at the end of September. Kathy Dye was so wonderful, got me two experts, Carmelita Estrada and Chris Smith, and we are going to be talking about the Tana auction and all things related to it. Coming up end of September, Carmelita?
Yes, September 29th.
Okay, so first of all, let's back up a little. What is Sea Alaska Heritage Institute?
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is an Alaska Native nonprofit here in Juneau. We are the nonprofit arm of Sea Alaska Corporation. Our mission is to perpetuate and enhance Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures, but also to promote cross-cultural understanding in the community.
Well, and I think this auction is an incredible way to do it. I thought the first one in 2014 might have been just, the fundraiser to make sure the Sobolov Center was built. And by the way, what a treasure to downtown. But I also know Dr. Rosita Wuerl, wants Juneau to become like the center for Pacific Northwest Native art. And I'm so happy to see there's a second one. How successful, by the way, was the first one?
Well, it definitely exceeded our expectations in 2014. Like you said, it was our fundraiser for the Sobolov Center. And this one we're doing again because it was so successful, raising more than $300,000, drawing donations from more than 50 artists and collectors, and drawing a crowd of more than 350 people to the event.
Okay, so the building is up and running, yeah. And as usual, I have to tell people, doesn't matter when you get in there, but if you haven't seen the mask exhibit, it may only be there for two more months, free on Fridays, first Friday, and not that there's, or maybe one more month, we're in August already. It is not expensive to go in there, and you could go in there 4, 5, 10 times and see something new each time. So I just have to get that plug in there. Why are you doing another one?
The first one was for the Sobolov Center, but our second one, we have a new goal we're trying to reach, and that is the start of our new endowment. Our endowment will help fund us and sustain our current arts and programming and also help us grow well into the future. And that includes programming to teach Native arts, programming to integrate Native cultures and programs into the school, programs to expand our educational and Northwest Coast art programs, program to educate the public about Native cultures. So that is our goal, is to begin that endowment and sustain it for future generations.
So I could also kind of wish after September 29th, maybe this will happen every other year. I mean, I'm sure it takes a lot of work, and that's a perfect way to bring Chris into the conversation because you're in charge of the donations. So last time, you know, I know there were, 50 artists maybe, or gifts that were given from, you know, various artists, collectors. Where are we with this one?
So actually this time around, we have so far 70 different items that have been committed to us from about 60 different artists and collectors. And we're actually expecting that to be greater by the time the auction comes around. And so we have received gifts and donations of art from large galleries in Vancouver and Seattle, the Spirit Wrestler, Stonington, Steinbrook Galleries, antique stores in Anchorage and in the Juneau area, as well as First Nations people. Susan Point, a gigantic Musqueam artist, has donated 4 large glass pieces of an installation. Robert Davidson, of course, a Haida artist who's well known throughout the world. And actually, we have a lot of Arctic, Yupik and Nupiak, and Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian from this region as well. So it's been huge.
Okay, so there's a lot of art there. And I will say also the gift store has so much art there. I look at those singleton pieces of glass and think, what a gift. And to have them for sale right here in Juneau, that's pretty amazing. Will people be able to go online and see items before the show opens, the auction itself?
Right. We have been advertising those as they come in. You can check out our Facebook page, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. We also have a page specific for the event, which is tinaa.bigcartel.com. That's tinaa.bigcartel.com. And that page, you can see the art we've received. You can purchase tickets for the event, sign up to volunteer, get some information on our native fashion show, which we will feature at the event.
I'm going to ask you some questions about the fashion show, but keep going.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So check out that page for more information, or check out our Facebook page. Or you can just go to our regular website, which is SeaAlaskaHeritage.org, for more information.
Okay, and I just want to be clear. This is a community, Southeast, Pacific Northwest-wide auction. And it's my understanding there'll be a live as well as a silent auction. Who can tackle that? How are you deciding? Go ahead, Chris. Oh, you said Carmelita. Okay, folks, for those of you who couldn't see the finger pointing... Go ahead, Carmelita.
Well, we do have a silent and live auction. The live auction is typically smaller with more higher-end prominent pieces. I believe in 2014 we had about 12 out of the 50 to 60 pieces as a live auction, and then the rest are featured in our silent auction.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a big evening. You're going to come back again. Tickets on sale already?
Tickets are on sale today.
Yes!
Yes. So individual tickets begin at $150. Sponsorships begin at $2,500 for a 10-person table.
And everyone, that's what I was getting towards. This is an open regional event. So invite your friends and relatives up at the end of September, and then they can also attend this. Talk a minute about the fashion show.
So the fashion show is one of the highlights of the evening that you'll see at the event in 2014. It was a big hit. And it features designs that incorporate or are inspired by Native cultures from Native designers all over the state, even out of state. It's directed by Amber Dawn Bear-Robe, and Amber Dawn, she directed our last show, and she's also a highly sought-after director for fashion shows. She directs fashion shows for the Santa Fe Indian Market, so we're really excited to have her.
Now, I remember going to the Santa Fe Contemporary Native Art Museum and seeing that there was a plaque there for Sea Alaska. I'm assuming there's some symbiosis then between Sea Alaska and Santa Fe?
Yes, we have a partnership, a formal partnership along with UAS, but even before that, we've always been a fan of the Santa Fe Indian Market, and we have used that kind of as a model to improve our own markets and events as well.
Okay, so we've got the fashion show, we've got the silent auction, we've got the live auction. We also have about a minute. What else do we want to leave people with? Maybe just again, all the information on where to get tickets and how much they cost.
Right. So in addition to ticket sales, though, if you can't purchase a ticket or a sponsorship, we are looking for help in other ways. We are looking for models for our fashion show, male and female. If you want to sign up to be a model, check out our website. We also are looking for volunteers for the event. We can't do any of our events without volunteers. So if you're interested in attending but can't buy a ticket, come and volunteer. Another way you can assist is we're always accepting art. Obviously, this is an art auction. We need art donations. Even if you're not the artist, that's one thing that's different about before is if you say if you just have a beautiful piece of art on your wall that you want to donate to us, we'll take it. So
Native art? Native related? Native art. Artists?
Yes. And it doesn't have to be Northwest Coast. We're branding this as a native art event. So like Chris said, we have art from all over the state. So any type of native art we're accepting.
Okay, when you come in next time, I'm going to ask you about dolls. But in the meantime, I encourage you to either go to SeaAlaska.org or to TINAA.BigCartel, that's EL.com, for more information. Chris, Carmelita, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming by this morning. I'll be back with yoga after this.